With this spring sports spotlight on 92.1 KRLS, I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella High School's Annika Boonstra is part of a large junior class with the Lady Dutch soccer team. She says this spring she missed the chance to bond face-to-face with her teammates, but says losing the 2020 season brought this group closer together.
Losing a soccer season is never something that somebody wants to have to face or deal with, but like all of them said, when we made our goals earlier this year, we were really focusing on team bonding and all coming together as a team and encouraging each other. So not being able to do that face to face has been, difficult, but at the same time, we're still supporting each other. We're still trying to keep in contact, keep encouraging each other. It'll be different without the seniors, and we'll miss them dearly because they would have been the greatest leaders this year. But we're really looking forward to next year to come back.
Boonstra says the big key of the continued success for the Pella program and all of the trips to state is how the generations of great players have led younger athletes coming in, a task this group of juniors will have to embrace in 2021 to keep that winning tradition going.
We've had the history of making it to state multiple times, but the reasons we make it to state is because we positively push each other. We've had seniors that have always constantly built us up, and that is something we would hope to do with the younger grades. And next year, on our way to state, we hope to be able to putting in the work during this off season and taking what we have learned from classes of like Grace and Josie and Caroline and Chloe, and then this year's senior class of Sarah and Ellie and Haley. We hope to take what they have taught us and what Mark has taught us and take what they have positively pushed us to do and pushed each other to do to become better, and that we can take some of that and bring that hopefully on a state track next year.
As Annika grew into the varsity team as a sophomore in 2019, she noticed how quickly the experienced players accepted her, especially when she played against a rival in a heated competition, and says that's an example of why next year can be special too.
One of my favorite things to watch is how we build as a family throughout the course of the season. One of my first games playing in varsity time was the Pella Christian game, and how automatically I became part of the team, and more so than I already was, and just got immediately involved, and they were all supporting me, building me up, and encouraging me. And I think how we grow as a family from the course of our first game to games like Lewis Central and Norwalk that really bring us together and then take us to Rhodes to state, and that just really becomes such a memorable experience because it feels like, it's like you're with your girls, you're winning games, it's a good time.
The biggest takeaway for Boonstra about this spring is learning how to embrace each opportunity, and she's ready for whatever chances she does get to play with her friends as a senior.
Losing the season was so sudden and kind of took a turn, but what I think after this time that we can all working together individually, I think we're all going to appreciate, like Macy said, the game more. We're going to appreciate hard work and the competitiveness that goes in the practices and even the friendships that we make. And just like when I drive past the school at like 6 o'clock, it doesn't feel right. It feels like, where's my soccer season? So I think we're all going to appreciate every aspect of soccer and not take anything for granted. And as we all work individually and all work to get better, we're going to be able to come back, with a fairly young team, and all come back, better together. And we're going to respect all and fear none.
For the spring sports spotlight about Pella High School junior Annika Boonstra of the Lady Dutch soccer team, I'm Andrew Schneider on KRLS.